No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome in to the Rockies Insider. I am your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, giving you your guide to all things Rockies Fest 2025 going down on Saturday in Denver at Coors Field. This is going to be everything you need to know about the day. I'll also give you some MLB updates on a certain few big-time free agents that might be finding homes by the time you listen to this on the podcast side. Will the polar bear be heading up to the Great White North? And several former Rockies have found homes or are looking to find homes. But let's begin with the topic of the day, getting you ready for Rockies Fest. We were missing it for, I think, a while because obviously the pandemic set some things back. I can remember in 2023, a lot of other teams started bringing back their winter caravan or their winter warm-up, I should say. Caravan is a different event where players are going around to different areas near the city in which they play or the state. But just the general warm-up to build excitement. And it felt like the Rockies fans were the only ones on the outside looking in. But then last year, it comes back. This year, it's back again. Even better, they've got even more events and activities lined up this year for 2025. So many of you may already have a ticket. Season ticket holders, you got your tickets for $5 and you're able to get in starting as early as 8:30 a.m. You can get in through gates A, C, and E. If you don't have a ticket and you're not a season ticket holder, you can get in starting at 10 a.m. and the cost is $15. What you get for that is going to be a decent amount. Just being at the ballpark, I think, is probably worth that price of admission, getting a chance to see Coors Field, getting a chance to see a lot of different Rockies because many of the 40-man roster is going to be there, many of those players. Amanda in the chat, thanks for dropping by here on YouTube. Don't forget about the warm-up to Rockies Fest happy hour tomorrow at McGregor Square. That's right. I got that in my notes. I had not heard about that before. I'm pretty sure that's a free event going down on Friday, where I think some former Rockies players are going to be there. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But yeah, the actual celebration does start on Friday. The holdout also on the YouTube side in the chat. Last year was fun. The weather is going to stink. Yeah, it might not be that great. It might not be as wonderful in 2025. Bundle up, do that. And yeah. There's some other events going on. I will get to that. I like that y'all in the chat are jumping the gun. That's a good thing. That shows that you're not only informed, you're excited, you're reaching out. I love that. Most of the 40-man roster, as I said, I counted 29 players on the 40-man roster that are going to be there. No Kyle Freeland, no Antonio Senzatella, Tyro Estrada, Greg Jones, Angel Chivigi, Victor Vodnik, Anthony Molina, Evan Justice, Juan Mejia. It could be that maybe their names didn't fit on the little magazine. There is a Rockies Fest magazine. I did tweet that out. put that on all the social medias of where you can get a link. It's got a map on it. So that's something you might want to have on your phone if you are attending, so you know where all the different various events are. They're more likely than not is not going to be an actual printout. You can print it out at home if you want, but you can have that on your phone. There is a link out there that you can do a Google search, or again, check me out at Patrick D. Lyons or at Patrick D. Lyons MLB on various social media platforms. I did post that link for everybody to go out there. So I know originally it was like 31 different players were supposed to be there. Now it's 29. We'll see who actually does show up. But I imagine most of those big names that you're expecting to be there are most certainly going to be there, unless there is some kind of crazy weather wherever they are training during the off season, because then that's just an unfortunate thing. Those kind of things happen. But there are also autograph sessions. I know that is a big thing for a lot of fans when they go to the ballpark, either early or try to stay late after the game, and maybe they can get a couple autographs if it's a Rockies win and they're hanging around the dugout area. But there are autograph sessions that you do have an opportunity to get that with your ticket. There are 6 different autograph sessions. They happen every hour on the hour, 10 a.m. through 3 p.m. Not really sure the specifics. If you can just continue to get in line, I think it might be, you know, you get like one opportunity to get an autograph, like your ticket gets you one autograph session. I think that might be how it works. But regardless, that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat that if you go, you'll get an opportunity to meet a couple of those Rockies players. One of the more fun activities that they do have is Family Feud. I mean, that's been going on forever, it feels like. And that's fun games where you got some players and fans on one team and then another group of players and fans on another team. That's a lot of fun to watch. They start on the 30-minute mark, starting at 9:30, going through 2:30. There is a break at 12:30 because, hey, professional ball players do need to eat lunch too. So on the 30-minute mark is when you could participate or at least watch the family feuds that go down between Rockies players and fans. That's pretty neat. There's also question and answer sessions. There's 3 different ones that are going to be going all around Coors Field pretty much all day long. They're either going to be in the right field club or Suite 12. I think Conference Room 1 is another spot, which is nearby one of those locations. But if you look at the Rockies Fest magazine, you can find out some more information, or rather, I think it's on the Rockies website. That will have the link for Rockies Fest. But from 10 to 10:25, infielders are going to be getting together. You can sit on that Q&A and maybe even get your question asked to any or all of those infielders. From 11 to 11:25, it's called Team Outlook. Not sure if that's going to be some front office members or some coaches. 12 to 12:55, you got an opportunity to talk with the starting pitchers in the right field club level. That's where all of this group of Q&As are going down. 1 to 125 is going to be relievers. 2 to 225, also team outlook. And then 3 to 325 is going to be spent with the outfielders. In Conference Room 1, from 10 to 1025, prospects with Q&A. It's also going to include Clint Hurdle. That's a pretty cool one right there, as he is an assistant to the general manager, working with the player development side with all those minor league players. So that's a cool one if you're looking to see Clint, as well as some of the Rockies' top prospects. Really good farm system right now to get you excited about. And I imagine Clint's going to be pumping them up as well. From 11 to 11:25 in Conference Room 1, Journey to the Majors. Again, I'm thinking that could be some more minor leaguers there. 12 to 12:25 and 3 to 3:25, it's player versus player games. Not sure what that's going to be about, but it should be entertaining. 1 to 125, baseball Q&A, Spanish only, no translation. So for you Spanish speakers out there, there you go. You don't have to share the floor with anyone else. That could be really cool. If you speak Spanish, definitely take advantage of that from 1 to 125 in Conference Room 1. Then in Suite 12, these are some really cool Q&A sessions going down. 10:30 to 10:55. At some point, when you've gone to a game at Coors Field, you've looked around and noticed how immaculate that grass is, how great the playing conditions and the surface of Coors Field is. Well, from 10:30 to 10:55, you got an opportunity to mix it up in the Q&A session with the grounds crew. Mark Razum and his crew do an absolutely amazing job. I love talking with that crew before games, whether there was a concert going on for a week. Hey, how is the grass looking after Def Leppard came through here for a couple nights, or Billy Joel, whatever that is, or when it's particularly cold, what that's like. If you don't already know, you should know. Coors Field, first ballpark in the U.S. to have heating coils underneath the grass to trick it in order to think, oh yeah, it's springtime, I better start growing. That's one of the reasons why Coors Field looks great, in addition to the wonderful job the grounds crew does. So check that one out in Suite 12. 11:30 to 11:55, working in baseball. Again, might be some of the people in the front office, or maybe even the Rockies PR and communication staff, who do an absolutely amazing job, and they help take care of people like myself when we're at the ballpark to make sure we get our player interviews. We know when Bud Black's talking and escort us around, especially when you've got other things happening in the visiting dugout, like, hey, Jackson Holliday is going to talk, or Nolan Arenado is going to do his annual symposium when the Cardinals come through. Rockies PR, top-notch, A+, gold medal for the amazing job that they do each and every year. 12:30 to 12:55, another interesting one over in Suite 12, sports medicine and physical performance. 1:30 to 1:55, also grounds crew, and then 2:30 to 2:55 p.m. in Suite 12, research and development. Maybe you'll learn a little bit about what's going on down at the lab in spring training at Scottsdale at Salt River Field. That's where you would go and talk with those players. As mentioned by the holdout in our chat here live on YouTube, new this year is a baseball card show. Now, there are times for this, so I'm not sure if they're going to be clearing people out or if that's going to be an event. I do know a couple of folks that are working over on the baseball side, or the baseball card show side of things, and there are some plans for some players to go and open packs of cards and hang out with some of the kids. They might be popping in, so maybe that's where 12, 1:30, and 3 p.m. comes out. That's over at McGregor Square. Most things are actually happening at Coors Field. You won't have to be split up between the two spots. Last year, the garage sale was over at the McGregor Square. Not this year. Talk about that in just a second. But the baseball card show over at McGregor Square. Check that out. I'm really excited to see what that looks like. Some of the other sessions you might partake in while at Rockies Fest 2025 on Saturday at Coors Field. There's a mudding ball demo. Four of those set out. How do they take a pristine baseball, which they call a pearl because it's perfectly white? How do they take that, rub it up to make sure that it's game ready? That's a pretty cool one that you're not really going to get anywhere else. You might not get an opportunity to do that again. Check out the mudding ball demo. There's a performance science demo, four of those. It's actually inside the Rockies clubhouse. You should just go just for that, just to get a glimpse of what it's like for the players when they're in the clubhouse getting themselves ready before and after the game. There are some dinger autograph sessions, kids Q&A sessions. You can visit the six radio and television booths located in the club level directly behind home plate. You can visit the KOA booth and learn what it takes to produce a game on radio or on TV. That's where Drew Goodman, Jeff Hewson, Corey Sullivan, Ryan Spielberg, you name it, that whole crew, they do an amazing job on the TV side. That's all right there, where all the sights and sounds, where they come out of, where they emanate from, it's all on that club level. So that's a cool one to make sure you go and check out. I imagine that might just be tours more than likely. Some of the other miscellaneous things that it might be important to know, concession stands are going to be open along the club level concourse, including bars on the first base and third base side. So you won't necessarily have to leave the stadium. Can you bring food in? Probably. I don't know that exactly. Normally you can for games, right? So you might be able to do that. You might not. But if you're worried about having to leave the ballpark to go somewhere else, they'll have some things for you there on the club level on those concession stands. One of the biggest things that they're going to have this year that I don't think they had last year, did they have it during the 2010s, during Nolan Arenado's reign? Maybe, maybe not. But regardless, Gold Glove Award photographs. That's right. You have an opportunity to get a photograph with Ezekiel Tovar or Brenton Doyle's Gold Glove Award from this past season. That's a pretty nice feature if you are heading out to Rockies Fest. You stop by the box conference room the box conference room located on the club level behind home plate for that opportunity. That's pretty neat. And then the garage sale, as I said, last year's at McGregor Square, it took up a lot of space. And I went through there right towards the end just to be curious to see what was there. And there was still a lot of stuff left behind. A lot more of that's still going to be around. It's going to be in the Sandlot Brewery section. So again, if you just go to Coors Field, you don't even have to worry about crossing the street to get over to McGregor Square. As our friend over on the YouTube side, Amanda Leonard, pointed out, yeah, there's a warm-up. This is interesting. Friday night, tomorrow night, 4 p.m., Dinger and some former players are going to be there in attendance. Like I said, I think it's a free event. There's going to be a skating rink that you may have already seen if you've driven by there at McGregor Square. So check that out. It starts at 4 o'clock. Worth going to, for sure. And then, of course, there's going to be media availability for myself and the rest of the Denver media that does show up. We'll get a chance to ask some more in-depth questions to Bud Black and Bill Schmidt, who I saw down at the winter meetings along with a handful of other Denver media members. Should be a lot more at Coors Field on Saturday. To also talk with Charlie Blackman. Yeah, he's going to be there along with Clint Hurdle, Yorvi Torrealba, is some of the former Rockies that are expected to be in attendance for Rockies Fest 2025. I'm not going to say it feels strange to be talking to Charlie after he retired, because it's like it hasn't happened yet. It won't really feel that way until maybe opening day 2025 on March 28th. Maybe it'll probably feel like, well, I guess Chuck's kind of on the IL. It won't be until the season begins against the A's in April, back at Coors Field, where there's no Charlie Blackman, and then it'll really feel like, yeah, he's retired. But he'll still be around. It'll be good to see him again. Brenton Doyle, Ezekiel Tovar, Ryan McMahon, and Ryan Feltner are all going to speak with Denver media. Really looking forward to talking with those guys, catching up, seeing how their offseason's going. You know, how have they recovered from the marathon? That is the 162-game slate, and what they're looking forward to doing this next season and getting things maybe back on track for the Rockies. 10-win improvement, I think, is very much in the cards for them. And yes, pointing out in the chat, appreciate it. It's a free event. You get some free drinks too, perhaps. Checking it out Friday night, the warm-up down at McGregor Square. That's a pretty cool event going on there. So what else is going on around Major League Baseball? A lot of Rockies in the news. A lot of former Rockies are in the news. First off, Jurickson Profar has got himself a 3-year deal with Atlanta. I just said it the other day, how all these relievers, all these former Rockies that are finding a home with Atlanta, the former relievers, Pierce Johnson, Anderson PR, who's a Rule 5 pick, and now Jurickson Profar, coming off the heels of a career season, 3.6 wins above replacement, according to Baseball Reference. His two best seasons before 2024 don't even combine to be worth 3.6 BWAR. So the dude was great in his age 31 season. He's going into age 32. He does get the 3-year deal he and his agent were looking for. He's going to make $12 million this year and then $15 million each of the next two seasons. Pete Alonso and Toronto are in deep conversations, apparently, for Alonso to go sign with the Toronto Blue Jays. Again, by the time you might listen to this on the podcast side of things, that could be a done deal. I know that the Mets apparently had reached out to Toronto about acquiring Vlad Guerrero Jr. in a trade. Guerrero Jr., the speculation has been that he probably is going to get himself, because he's on the younger side as a free agent. A little bit older, but still incredibly young, but a little bit older than Juan Soto. So is $500 million on the table for him in free agency? I think so. And if the Blue Jays aren't going to give him that in an extension, you know what? Test those free agent waters. And Toronto might be doing, you know, a very, very, I don't want to say controversial thing, but something you don't see a ton is signing a player to fill a position that is already filled and then trading your marquee player for prospects or other big league talent. That being said, we've seen teams like Milwaukee do that in order to keep their window open. They have to trade a superstar player or an all-star. They did that with Josh Hader, but it allowed them to have further ability to keep their window of contention open for future seasons. They also did that with Corbin Burns. And so far, both of those trades have worked out really well for Milwaukee. Will Toronto go that route, sign Pete Alonso, and then trade Vlad Guerrero Jr.? Could be. We'll have to wait and find out what happens with that. Tyler Matzek, you remember him as the 11th overall pick in 2009, same draft class as Nolan Arenado. He's a free agent. He's going to hold a showcase for scouts. That happened today in Irvine, California, according to John Morosi of MLB Network. Look, he was limited to 11 big league games last season, had elbow issues, and needed Tommy John surgery during the postseason run in 2022, was outstanding in 2021, and was a big reason why Atlanta was able to win the World Series make it to the World Series, of course, defeated by the Houston Astros. But he's been hurt the last few years. He's trying to show, look, I'm healthy. Might be a little bit older, but I still have a lot to contribute. Probably looking to get a minor league deal with a big league invite. Carlos Estevez market is heating up. The Reds are interested. The Reds, another team with a couple of Rockies relievers in their pen. Brent Suter and Sam Moll already there in Cincinnati. Cleveland signed a pair of relievers on Wednesday. Paul Sewald, former closer with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who was really good to start his year in 2024. I had forgotten this until my good friend Jesse Friedman had pointed that out. He covers the Arizona Diamondbacks, does an outstanding job, probably the best beat reporter covering the Diamondbacks today. But pointed out that Paul Sewald was actually really good before injuries really derailed his entire second half. He gets 1 year, $7 million, clearly, despite the fact that he's got the closer pedigree and would be great in that closer role if healthy in 2025. Emmanuel Clase is the Guardians closer, so that's not going to change. But Riley Pine also signs a minor league deal with a major league invite to spring training with the Cleveland Guardians. Pine, you might recall, was Albuquerque's pitcher of the year last year. 4.12 ERA, which in the Pacific Coast League is outstanding. Dude had 15.1 strikeouts per nine. So 66 strikeouts in 39.1 innings pitched. Really good. Did minimize his walks a lot more than previous seasons, but in just over 39 innings pitched, still walked 38. Going to have to work on things, the former fourth overall pick in the 2016 MLB draft. Houston trying to make some moves. Alex Bregman, he's not been ruled out after all. He may end up heading back to the Astros. And Bob Nightingale of USA Today reported that the Cubs and Astros had agreed to a deal that would send former closer Ryan Presley to the north side, but the 36-year-old has declined that deal, reportedly. He's set to make $14 million in his final year. Astros probably can take care of the eighth inning a little bit more cheaply than their former closer, Ryan Presley, now, of course, that they have Josh Hader. And then the Twins and the Padres have been having some conversations about Christian Vasquez, who has 1 year left remaining on his deal with the Twins. 1 year, $10 million. Padres looking to fill the void of Kyle Higashioka, who signed a two-year deal with the Texas Rangers this past season. Minnesota is also reported to have some interest in starter Dylan Cease of the Padres. You may recall that Cease came over to San Diego from the White Sox during spring training last March, just before the Korea series. He's got only 1 year left before he hits free agency. And the Padres, similar to the Blue Jays scenario in which I just laid out, they might be able to acquire players, but then also trade away in order to keep their window of contention open a little bit longer. 1 year for a superstar versus two or three players that have four, five, maybe even six more years of club control, not quite as established, but still might have a really positive upside. Padres are going to have to get creative, especially considering their new ownership situation, the lawsuit, pending lawsuit that's going down. They want to slash payroll. Hard to do it with so many players making $200-300+ million over the length of their contracts. And a couple of their best players, free agents, after this season, they are going to have to be creative if they are going to keep that window of contention open. We know they're not going to be able to challenge for the Dodgers going forward. The last couple years, that was their only shot. They are back to being the little brother. There might be spoilers, but the Padres just can't. The Padres just can no longer contend with the Dodgers, and that's okay. They can still be perennial postseason candidates each and every year with some savvy moves, which is exactly what AJ Preller still needs to do with a little more than 2 months left until the start of the season, March 27th, opening day 2025. Hope you guys learned a little something about Rockies Fest. Maybe I'll see you there. I'll be there, of course. But hopefully that pushed you there to get out of the house, even though it's cold. Baseball's right around the corner, especially if you're not able to make it to spring training. Get your butts down to Coors Field. Fun event. See some of the buzz. Get back inside of Coors Field, the baseball mecca that exists right there on the corner of 20th and Blake. Should be a fun time. Appreciate everybody joining me today. You can also join me on the social medias. DM's always open at Patrick D. Lyons or Patrick D. Lyons MLB at Rockies Insider as well. Loving the momentum. Thank you for everyone that jumped into the chat. You can leave a comment. You can leave a review anywhere you listen to this as a podcast. Those things can go a long way. Please do that if you've got an opportunity. Take some time out. Do that. It's the least you could do, right, for this free podcast. It goes a long way. Thank you so much for everyone who dropped by to give me this momentum. But as I like to say, momentum, it can only be as good as my next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you then.